You're listening to EAA Radio, the radio voice of AirVenture.
I'm with EAA President and Chairman Tom Polberesny. Tom, it was announced back in March that EAA would be seeking a new president, and you would assume the chairman's role exclusively after that new president was named. How long have you been thinking about this move, and where does this process stand right now?
Dick, good question. This is important for the organization, for me personally, and for the members. I've really been thinking about this for years. We've had two presidents in the organization, my father, Paul, and myself, and it's important to set up a successful transition so we can raise the bar of performance and continue to grow and expand in the aviation community. We announced it in March. We've made progress since then. We're in the process of actively looking for candidates and hope to find the right person in the relatively near future. We don't have a specific timetable, but we want to do it right and then develop a process for a successful transition.
That leads to an interesting question. Has the search taken longer than expected, and it has taken turns that maybe were unexpected?
You know, this is the first time we've had to do a search for a president in 50-plus years, and so with any of these things, there's no template that you can say it exactly goes to this particular process or direction. I can't say whether it's taken longer or not because I didn't know what to expect to start with. But our dedication is to do it right, to find the right person who fits the culture and the expectations of the membership and can help us to continue to raise the bar of performance and continue to enhance member value.
Give us an idea of what the search committee is, what it consists of, and what their mission is in this entire process.
Well, the goal is to work on behalf of the board initially to do the legwork in terms of retain a search firm that will help us gather candidates from within the membership and outside the membership in terms of find someone with an aviation passion and the experience necessary for a complex organization such as EAA. It consists of a number of board members who represent the board. Ultimately, the board will have the final decision. Mm-hmm. I'll be an active part of that process, working with the board to ensure that we find a candidate who fits the member profile.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something interesting, looking within the membership, and I think some members have asked about that. Is within the membership a distinct possibility for the next president?
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, that would certainly be the preference and the expectation and so on. And with the firm that we retained to assist us with the search, mm-hmm. they'll be announcing shortly the process by which people can recommend candidates or become a candidate themselves, understand the profile and the credentials and the capabilities we're looking for as the next president of the organization.
Has there been some change in the search committee since the original composition back in March?
There have been some changes, but like anything we've learned through the process, we've updated in terms of changing the committee, the criteria, and in fact, the expectations. As a result of starting the search, we've had a lot of good input from members and supporters and partners and so forth in terms of what they feel is important to maintain within the organization, what are the important priorities going forward. It also, in doing this search now, allow me the time to work with the next president in a transition and allow me then to focus my experience and background in new areas as chairman of the board.
You mentioned input, and that's interesting because EAA has so many different constituencies, from members and groups of members, whether they're home builders or vintage enthusiasts or Young Eagle pilots. And then, of course, there are sponsors and exhibitors. There are board members and donors. How complex is running this organization, and how do you try to explain that to a candidate?
There's a level of complexity. There's no question about it, Dick. At the same time, it's like many other businesses. What we want to do is not overcomplicate it or undervalue it. What's going to be important is a passion for flying, a knowledge of EAA, operational experience. There'll be a lot of criteria, and you have to find the individual that provides the right mix and balance mm-hmm. to all these criteria. But I'm excited about the opportunities both for the organization and the opportunity for me to move to another role within the organization to ensure the financial health and that the culture that we've developed over the decades is maintained.
You mentioned the culture. How important is it for that person to come in and have that understanding of EAA's culture to get it, so to speak?
It's very important, Dick. There's got to be, like I said, the passion. If you don't have the passion for flying, people will note it right away. Mm-hmm. To understand the culture, the can-do attitude, the innovative spirit, the family culture of the organization, it was one of the factors why Oshkosh was so successful this year. So a clear understanding and embracing that culture is extremely important to the candidate's profile.
So it could be somebody who's a home builder. It could be somebody who's a Young Eagles pilot. Could be somebody involved in a chapter right now.
Could be any or all of the above. You know, I think the key, as I said earlier, is that they need to be engaged in aviation, they need to have a passion for flight, and they have to have good people skills in terms of communications and outreach.
Mm-hmm. Tom, we have to ask this, too. There have been some media reports out there that have followed this process, the search process. How much of a distraction has that been through the process?
I'm not so sure it's a distraction. The fact is part of the interest and the passion people have for EA. We've always been an organization of engagement. People are involved, and it recognizes the significance people place upon the organization. The good news is, as we look at this transition, EA's plays a very important role in the aviation community. We're financially sound. Our programs are well recognized. Our investments in the future, such as Sport Pilot and Young Eagles and so forth, are important to aviation's future vitality. So we're looking for someone who can build on these successes and continue to build forth the value of EA, not only to the members, but to the aviation community.
Let's talk about some of the successes as well. It seems in the past couple of years, it's been ratcheted up a step. Not only the expectations, but the number of programs and everything else that the demands on EAA suddenly have emerged. I mean, have you felt that kind of extraordinary demand level coming, and how do you look at that?
Well, I think, Dick, it's a situation where success sets a higher bar of expectation. Mm-hmm. And you look at aviation activities such as AirVenture Oshkosh, where I truly feel that aviation's premier event, and that was evidenced this year by not only the attendance, but the value presented in terms of programs and exhibitor participation and so forth. Young Eagles, the world's largest and best youth outreach program in the history of aviation. Sport Pilot Light Sport Aircraft, addressing the engagement of people in terms of time and money to bring the rate to lower the bar of engagement and participation. We've reinvested in our chapter program, the heart and soul of EAA. We're announcing the relaunch of Sport Aviation Magazine, our electronic publications. Oshkosh 365, the list goes on and on in terms of improvements to current programs, enhancements of new value. And with that comes the expectation that EAA is going to do more. We produced value through results, and those results set expectations, so it becomes a staircase that continues to go up, and we're ready to continue to meet that challenge.
Mm-hmm. And again, we mentioned a lot of constituencies. The board of EAA is a fairly large board, 40-plus members. How difficult is it to try to unify a board behind these kind of missions as well? Because that's an important part to guide the policy going forward for the organization.
Well, what's important, and we've really come to the unified position that diversity is our strength. Our diversity from the fact that we're home builders and warbirders and ultralighters and aerobatic pilots and GA pilots and restorers, and the list goes on and on, enthusiasts. And so by embracing the diversity as our strength, it brings together these varying constituencies with the common interest in flying for fun, a passion for flight, community, and the sharing of knowledge and information. Those are the common traits that allow us to reach out to this broad spectrum of the aviation community.
Mm-hmm. Is it difficult to get everybody to agree on a criteria as you're looking for a leader that the board is seeking at this time?
There's always going to be debate, but I think that there's a unified focus in terms of the important criteria. And, of course, what happens is that at the end of the day, it still comes down to the individual you talk with, you meet with, and ultimately select.
The search committee, I have to ask this question. Are they taking ideas from outside? Let's say there are EA members out there who might say, I know somebody who might be perfect for this job. How can they get that message to the search committee or to the organization?
Well, as I said earlier, the firm that we've retained that will be announced in the very near future will have a communications outlets to which people can submit their questions, their inputs, and so forth, and members will have that information in the very near future.
On a personal level, how difficult is this transition? Because for 20 years, you've been president of the organization. You've been involved with it all your life. How do you look at this transition, this change that will be a personal one as well as an organizational one?
Dick, the way I look upon it is the fact is that, you know, change is always difficult. There's good change, bad change, all kinds of changes and so forth. At the same time, if you embrace change, it's an opportunity to open up new vistas, new opportunities. This is important for the organization. It's important for me personally because I want to do whatever I can to maximize the ability for EA to move forward, to maximize the opportunity to utilize my experience in best interest of EA. And I liken it to years ago when I was flying air shows with the Eagles aerobatic team. We flew for 25 years, and we were at the pinnacle of our careers and so forth in our role within the aerobatic community. And at that time, decided to retire and move on to some other things. And that was change in my life. And I learned a lot from that change and learned that there were many things out there that I wasn't doing that I could be doing that would expand my horizons, allow me to make further contributions to the aviation community. And I look upon this in the same way. And the fact is that from an operational standpoint and operating and acting as the chief executive officer, I've been able to hopefully raise the bar for EA from my dad. And one of the most important legacies I can leave is to hire someone who can do an even better job than I did or have done in terms of raising the bar of performance for the next generation of members and so forth. I've been fortunate to gain valuable experience in terms of relationships and so forth, that I want to focus my effort to do that, to expand on those relationships or expand on the endowment and other areas of activity to provide the financial vitality and support necessary to be sure we have the resources to expand and improve our programs even more. Aviation's future is important. We need to bring new people into aviation, and we need the resources to do that, and that's my next challenge as we move forward.
Any lessons learned over the past 7 or 8 months, how this process has been going forward?
Well, I think, you know, Dick, it's a situation where you're always learning lessons. What you do is you don't know you're learning a lesson until it actually takes place and you look back in retrospect. This process, along with many other things that I've been involved with over my career at EAA, has been invaluable in terms of looking to the future. You know, the difficult part is knowing when to listen, when to talk. What's that old phrase, the Lord gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth, so yeah. It kind of tells you the balance and so forth. So the lessons learned over the last 8 to 10 months in terms of the transition, in terms of the focus for the future, the input received from members, partners, enthusiasts, supporters, has been very important and will help us to make the right decision in the near future.
You sound excited about what is yet to come.
I am. I really am, Dick. It's a situation to where I'm not leaving EA, I'm not leaving aviation, I'm moving into a new position, and there's always excitement with something new, especially with an organization that is extremely vital to aviation's success, is enthusiastic, and the opportunities are unlimited in terms of what we can do on behalf of our members and, most importantly, the aviation community in total.
Okay. Well, Tom, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dick.